www.radioislam.co.za. Mobile friendly, up to date, quality content. Inspiration is just a click away.
The social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bam, and we do have Maulana on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the respected listeners.
How is Maulana doing?
Alhamdulillah, Allah has been very, very kind. Allah Ta'ala's fadl and grace and His favors are such that we cannot enumerate, and it is beyond our demanding or our being worthy with regard to it. It's only His fadl and grace that He grants us His favors. Hello, how are you people all at the station?
Alhamdulillah, Ma, everybody is good. We've been enjoying the warm weather that we've been experiencing over the last week as well.
You know, someone who grew up in Wombats and Karachi, somehow or the other, I'm comfortable.
Yeah, Ma's used to the heat. Maulana, the program this morning, from the book, You Can Be the Happiest Woman in the World. And this far, we've come up to the end of chapter 3, or we'll be finishing chapter 3 very soon as well. The topic that we're looking at, the discussion for this morning's program, Old Women Make Heroes.
Yes, yesterday I was speaking to the family and said, old women make heroes. And someone even commented on the status when I put it up that this is the picture. What about the old men? So I said, see, every particular program you discuss one thing doesn't mean that you are not discussing or you are not putting emphasis upon another aspect. If you are, for example, speaking on Salah, doesn't mean you are in any way undermining the importance of Zakat, everything on its place. So today we are speaking about the old women make heroes because the book is about You Can Be the Happiest Woman in the World, and although there are it is general. Many of the points and many of the lessons are general. There is no doubt whatsoever that there is a bias or an inclination towards issues surrounding women. And today, I think we would like to put on record and, you know, honor the old women of our community. And Allah Ta'ala has given them some remarkable qualities. When I look at some of our old women, the amount of ibadat they make, by and large, especially towards the latter portion of their life, how they make their tahajjud and how they make their wazifas. Even sometimes if someone might feel that they over-exaggerate the importance of the wazifas, whatever it is, but there is a certain degree of honor and dignity Allah Ta'ala has granted them. And when you look at the old women of our community compared to the old women of other communities, you'll find that the old women of other communities, they're all the time complaining about the fact that they've got old, they've got physical ailments, they are no more as attractive as what they were when they were young, and people do not show any respect and do not give them any dignity, because in a society which is a Western civilization, where people are only, and women are only honored because of their looks, then obviously this is what's going to be the final results. However, in our community, there is no doubt that there is a certain degree of honor and dignity to the elderly woman. And maybe, inshallah, in today's time, we hope that our listeners would pour out their hearts in terms of their messages and in terms of phoning to tell us with regard to the elderly women of our era and of our age and our times. If you feel that you wanted to complain about something, maybe you can even do that. But I think maybe more. The emphasis today is more about the old woman and the role they play, the qualities that they manifest, and I suppose that is what the program will be about, Maulana.
To the listeners, we always look forward to hearing from you, to your interactions appreciated on the program, 072-786-1548. Tell us about the old women in your communities or in your families, the role that they have played, the work that they have done, and so on. You could even give us a call on 011-854-1548. Our engineer is standing by to take those calls, and we'd love to hear from you. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, I think the first thing, let us understand that there is no doubt whatsoever, as people become elderly, they also there's a certain thing that happen in their lives, right? One of them, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it in Surah Ar-Rum. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min dhu'f. Allah Ta'ala created you from in weakness. So a small child, an infant child, can't even fend for itself. It can't dress itself. It can't eat for itself. Someone else fends and feeds it. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. After that period of weakness and feebleness, Allah Ta'ala gives you strength. So the strength of youth, the strength of middle age, people are strong. By and large, I mean, there are people who have physical challenges. May Allah make it easy for them. But those who have the type of strength, you know, they can do their own things. Sometimes that particular type of strength leads to pride and arrogance. The way Allah Ta'ala has made mention of the tribe of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, man ashaddu minna quwwah, who is more stronger than us? They don't realize that after that strength, there's going to be a situation of going into feebleness and weak and old age. ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذُوْفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ذُوْفًا وَشَيْبًا. And after that period of strength, you go into feebleness, weakness, and old age. And this is a reality with regard to it. No one can escape it. By and large, people who are going to reach old age, that is what's going to happen. They will become weak, they will become feeble. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in the 17th Supara, makes mention that, you know, you do not know, you lose your memory, and you do not know after knowing much. So a situation comes that after knowing much, you do not know at that time. So this is something that is a reality. How do we go about it is something that we have to negotiate and navigate. So that is with regard to how old age, from a person who is old, how he grows old. Now, how is a community supposed to deal with old people? And that is something that is very, very important for us to understand. Because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has laid very, very great emphasis upon showing respect and kindness to people who are old. You know, one very beautiful hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, and I think anyone who is young must take this very, very seriously. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there is no person who shows respect to an old person because of his age. So he's only showing respect to him because of his age. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create someone who will show respect to him when he become old. No one is going to be young forever. You show respect to people who are old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create someone who will show respect to you when you are old. What is that a remarkable thing? Hazrat Mawlana Shamal Akhtani rahmatullah alayhi used to mention this incident. He said an elderly old man, going to the masjid with a walking stick, and because of his age, he was sort of arched back, the back was arched, and at that particular time, in that situation, he was walking, and someone said, Baremia, old person, where did you buy this bow from? Now, if you look at an old person who is arched back with a walking stick, that particular appearance, it resembles the appearance of a bow, the bow of a bow and arrow. So the arrow is put into the bow, but look at that bow. So it is like that. That's how. So he said, Baremia, where you purchased this bow from? So the Baremia also was very, very sharp in intellect. The old person was very sharp in intellect. And he said, oh my young friend, don't worry. When you become my age, you will get it for free. You know, so he was making a joke. He said, where did you buy this bow from? So he said, don't worry, when you come my age, you will get it for free. And that is a reality with regard to it. Everyone is going to get old. So when we show respect and honor to people who are old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then creates people who will show us respect when we become of advanced age. Subhanallah, what an important lesson.
Subhanallah, that the older people in our communities, in our families, they are the pillars of the families, of the communities, and we should show them the respect. We should always try to help them and assist them in whichever way possible, and also make them feel a part of the family and the community as well, Maulana.
Yes, they must be part of the community. Maybe we should take advantage of their wisdom, their dignity, and go and see. They say there are two things that are necessary for the reformation of the community and society. One is the enthusiasm of the youth, and one is the wisdom and the experience of the aged and the elderly people. So if you get these two things together, then you will have a prosperous society. Today, unfortunately, both sectors do not draw upon the strength of one another. Neither do the elderly draw upon the enthusiasm of the youth. The right thing would be the elderly should guide and take the passion of the young people and direct it in its proper manner. And the young people should not, you know, rely only upon their experience, their wisdom. They should rely upon the wisdom of the older, elderly people, the old people. In Gujarati, they say, Dora Val Tarke Dora Nitya. You know, they say that the elderly, the white hair, has not become white because of the sun. It has become white because of experience. So you think that Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the example of the young person is, he is so full of enthusiasm, so full of life, that he is going to Durban but is taking the road to Cape Town. Now, no matter how hard and no matter how fast he drives, he's never going to reach his objective. Now, if the elderly person is there, he said, pray, Allah Ta'ala, you're driving very fast, you're going very quickly, you're getting ready very quickly, but instead of going to Cape Town, you are supposed to go to Durban, go Durban. Take the N3, don't take the N2. All right? So, or the N1, sorry. You take the N3, not the N1. So this is an example with regard to a society in terms of the elderly and the youth. The enthusiasm and the strength of the youth and the experience and the wisdom of the elderly people, that will make an ideal situation. Unfortunately, in today's time, what we have is that both these categories, they don't benefit from the strength of one another. So the elderly do not benefit from the experience and the wisdom of the old, and the old tend to look down upon the youth. Instead of helping or instead of guiding or instead of giving mashwara, they will, among their own circle, talk bad. Aajkal na poirao eva chen, eva chen, eva chen. I don't know if I'm speaking correctly, Morana. So that's the situation. And but in terms of the situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to show respect and kindness to the elderly.
It's 25 minutes past the hour of 9. This is the social program on Radio Islam International. And this week, the program is dedicated to the old women in our communities. You can share with us your thoughts, your opinions, or even share with us some of the stories that you have experienced or anything that you have learned from the old people, old women in our communities, in our families. 0727861548, that is the WhatsApp number. Our lines are also open on 011-854-1548. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, now in terms of how do we do with regard to it, we all know there's a very famous hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرُنَا وَلَمْ يُوَكِّرْ كَبِيرُنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. He who does not show kindness and compassion to our elderly people, the old people, and those who do not show kindness and compassion to the young. Now look at that. You know, many times we only emphasize one aspect, showing respect to the elderly. But we don't show respect to the kindness to the young people. Both of it has got to go hand in hand. And Nabi Karim Sawsam said, he who does not show respect to the elderly, who does not show kindness and compassion, and today in my understanding, to show compassion to the young people is to understand the challenges they are going through. If you do not understand peer pressure, if you do not understand the challenges they are going through, if you don't understand the type of peer pressure and the type of pressure that is upon them to be in a particular way, you will never be able to show kindness and compassion to them. We have become judgmental with regard to the young people, and that is not part of having kindness and compassion to the poor, to the young people. And if you don't have kindness and compassion, you are not part of this ummah. But just as there is supposed to be kindness and compassion to the young, which according to my understanding would be that you understand their challenges and you help them with regard to their challenges, not to criticize and condemn them, they are like this and they are like that, therefore they will never get right. That's not the way to show kindness and compassion. Part of kindness and compassion is to understand their challenges, to sympathize with their challenges, to empathize with the challenges. I mean, the reality is that we as elderly, middle-aged, not even have Ashri Ashir. We don't even have even a small percentage of the trials and temptation that the young people have. We didn't have it in our times. We, if we wanted to do anything wrong, you had to do it openly. And the entire community used to come down upon you. It was very difficult to buck the trend. In today's time, they can do it on their phones, away from the gaze of people. They can do whatever they want, and they can hide it. So in today's time, it becomes very, very challenging. If we do not understand the pressure they are, and do not show kindness and compassion, we are not part of the ummah. We are not part of being part of the ummah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he who does not show respect to the elderly, he's also not part of the ummah. And one hadith and one narration of the hadith goes on to say, with regard to the also not showing respect to the scholars. He who does not show respect to the elderly and to the ulama, and who does not show kindness and compassion to the young, they are not part of this ummah. Therefore, it's an important thing that we understand. And there is an incident with regard to it. Tirmidhi and Musnad Ahmad makes mention, an elderly person came into a gathering. And when he came into the gathering, people did not give him place. You know, and that is also shows that when an elderly person comes, now normally when you go in buses, many a times there is this, in public buses, I've seen it in many other places in the world, that please give due respect and give over your seat to elderly people, children and women. You know, so the people didn't give him a seat. So when he didn't give him a seat, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this famous hadith. He who does not show kindness to our young people, who does not show respect and dignity to our elderly people, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, he is not part of this ummah. So that is the occasion when our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mention with regard to it.
From the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we certainly learn that we should have utmost respect for the elderly, for the older people in our families and our communities. It's 9:30 here on the social program with Maulana Ibrahim Baum. We'd love to hear from you, 072-786-1548. That is the WhatsApp number. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. We take a short ad break. When we come back, we will continue. The social program on Radio Islam International with Maulana Ibrahim Baum. And this week, we continue with the book that we have been discussing for the past few months, You Can Be the Happiest Woman in the World. And the chapter we look at today is Old Women Make Heroes, and looking at the roles that they play in society, how they should be treated, and so on. Remember, you can interact with us on 072-786-1548 to give us a call as well on 011-854-1548. Maulana, one or two messages that have come through just to share it with the listeners. The one says here that really we need to learn how to speak and how to take the wisdom that the old people have. When an old person dies, it's a library of knowledge that dies with them.
Yes, sometimes we do not take advantage of that library. And of course, and part of that is to benefit from them and also showing respect and kindness. There is Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, in his hadith. Now, normally, many times, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, narrates a hadith, and he has a very strict criteria for relating a hadith. There is a very, very strict criteria. And sometimes what actually happens is that there is also a hadith which does not fit into his criteria, but it's not necessarily a wrong hadith, or it is not necessarily a hadith which is not established. So, normally, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, then puts those in his... he entitles the chapter with that saying. And one of the chapters that he has, blessings are with your elders. You know, and under that chapter, he has a hadith with regard to respect for the elderly. In the commentary of this, one of the commentators of hadith relates that part of it is also to start with them in terms of food and in terms of making salam to them. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, the young must greet the elderly. Although there are certain different types of etiquettes, like for example, the person who is standing must greet the people who are sitting, for example. But in terms of the situation, if there's an elderly person, then the etiquette, this etiquette takes precedent, that the younger person must greet the elderly. And that should be forthcoming from the younger people. Also, it is narrated in Abu Dawood Sharif under the chapter, the same chapter, that in the hadith that Nabi Karim S.A.W. had two miswaks, and he wanted to give it to someone. And there were people who were there, and Nabi Karim S.A.W. gave it to the one who was most elderly. So it tells us in terms of respect and in terms of importance, we should give respect to those who are elderly. If they come into a gathering, we should make place for them. If, for example, the time for food is there, they should be given the food first. In terms of making salam, the younger people should make salam to those people who are more elderly. And I think this is of great importance.
And that is the way that we should learn to treat the elderly in our community, or in our family as well, that these are the etiquettes that have been mentioned as well. Mulan, another message that has come through here saying that we should always remember that we are where we are today because of the sacrifices that were made by the elderly people.
Yes. Now, you know, that is one aspect that we're talking about, the respect. There's also another situation. And just to give you an example of how this respect is, after the conquest of Makkah, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought his father in the presence of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being a Nabi, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why did you bring him? He is so elderly in age, I would have come to visit him. Now just remember this, after a conquest, you have conquered Makkah. When people conquer something, they become generally more arrogant. Not our Nabi. Subhanallah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abu Bakr, why did you bring Abu Quhafa here in my presence? If you would have told me, I would have gone to meet with him. So you see the importance of the elderly. Sometimes we expect the elderly to come and visit us. It should be the other way around. So this is a very important point. And, you know, from this, let me make mention that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the only Sahabi that has so many generations in his lifetime who were Sahaba, five generations. So there are five generations in the family of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was a Sahaba. His father, him, his children, and his grandchildren. Is it four or five? I think it's four. I'm not sure. But so many generations in his family who are Sahaba, only the attribute and the accolade of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, this is showing respect to the elderly. But now, let us also turn our attention what the author has said with regard to the old woman makes heroes. And he speaks about some of these heroes. Very, very interesting.
That is mentioned one or two stories there of the different women. Maulana, you spoke about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his children. I see that one of the stories there that I mentioned is that of the daughter of Abu Bakr, Asma bint yes. Abi Bakr.
I think people are a little bit shy to talk about the elderly today. Huh? They don't. Maybe they talk. They favoring the mother-in-law. So therefore, no one is voting. Or no one giving to speak about the elderly women. Mm. But and now the author speaks about those women who were old, and yet at the same time they were great heroes. Subhanallah. Be like the old woman before Al-Hajjaj, who put her trust in Allah when Hajjaj put her son in prison. And he took a qasam that he was going to kill her son. She said with confidence and courage, if you do not kill him, it's not as if he's going to be saved from death. He's going to die one day. You know, now if you look at this chapter, and I was reading this yesterday, and I just thought came in my mind, that our elderly women, they do have a situation of a lot of ta'weez, and I mean ta'weez and wazifas and ibadat. But this aspect of women being heroes and being brave is perhaps, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Mulana, but it's not something that is so prevalent within our Indo-Pak subcontinent women. They normally, when they become old, they become more patient and more in terms of ibadat. But you don't associate braveness with elderly women. Right? But that was something that was amazing with regard to the Sahabiyat. They, together with their ibadat, they were also very brave. And I don't know whether it be something to do with our elderly or whether it be something to do with the Gujaratis or with the Indo-Pak subcontinent. I know that in our situation, we also have listeners who are from the indigenous areas. I do not know with regard to how they elderly are. But I do notice that even within them, there is a certain degree of respect, you know, that is there. I one day went to a conference. It was at in this Constitutional Hill. And when I went there, I came a little late. So when I came in, it was almost my chance to speak. And because I just sort of come in late, and I was sort of, trying to get my whole situation correct because I just come in late and I just wanted to find out what the discussion was, etc. So I told the chairman of the session, why don't you, the person who is supposed to be after me, let him speak before me. Now, it just so happened that the way the format of the people who were speaking was that I was supposed to speak first, and then there was a young person, then there was an elderly person, and that other young person was not there, the elderly person was supposed to speak. But the young person refused to speak. He said, no, I will not speak because the elderly person must speak first. So I was quite surprised that there was a certain degree of respect and shown. And that is something that you also find in indigenous cultures, especially in the rural villages. There's a lot of respect for the experience and for those people who are elderly. So anyway, what I'm saying is old woman makes heroes. So the older woman of the time of the Sahabiyat were very brave, and they spoke out in against the tyrants, against the oppressors. Like this old woman before Hajjaj, who was a notorious tyrant. And she said, I'm going to kill your son. So, you know, instead of saying, please don't kill my son, you know, showing kindness and compassion, look at the bravery. She said, even if you do not kill him, he's not going to live forever. He's going to die one day. So don't make me afraid with regard to threatening me with regard to the killing of my son.
Mm. To the listeners, call in 011-854-1548. Share with us. We are speaking of this program is dedicated to the old women in our families, in our communities. So give us a call on 011-854-1548. Or if you don't want to call in and you feel you want to share a message with us, the number is 072-786-1548. You can drop us a WhatsApp message on that number. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, and be like the old Persian woman who put a trust in Allah the day she had to be away from her chicken coop. I mean, the people must have taken her animals by force. She looked up towards her and said, oh Allah, protect my chicken coop and protect my animals that have been taken from me by force by the tyrant ruler. For you are the best of protectors. So she didn't bow down in front of those people who were tyrants and who were oppressors. She made dua against them. And this was something that was quite unique. And then, of course, the greatest example that we can give with regard to the elderly women is that of Asma bint Abu Bakr, subhanallah. Asma bint Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the author has made mention with regard to her, be steadfast. Like Asma bint Abu Bakr, who saw her son, Abdullah ibn Zubair, crucified. And there was great steadfastness she showed. Now, Asma, radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the daughter of Abu Bakr, the sister of Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the mother of Abdullah ibn Zubair. Her four generations were companions. She was the 18th person to enter into the fold of Islam. And Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha supported Islam from a very early age. She played a very key and crucial role in the migration of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asma radiallahu ta'ala was entrusted to carry food for her father and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were hiding in the cave of Thawr. The cave was about 3 miles away from Makkah on a very mountainous trek. Right? And she carried food daily for 3 days, though she was pregnant. The historian said, though she was pregnant, she carried food for 3 days through the mountains to give food to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The last day when Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha prepared the travel provisions and water for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, her father. She did not have anything to tie the provisions. So she needed to tie the provisions. So she took her waist belt, known in Arabic as nitaq, right? She took it and she tore it into two pieces, and she took that one piece to tie the, what we will say, the patkos. She took it to tie the patkos, and then she put the other waist belt again, tying it around her clothes. So she didn't have anything to tie the provisions, what we will say, the patkos. So she took her waist belt, with which she was tying her clothes, and she tore it into two, and she kept that one, and she tied the clothes, and the other one she took it to tie the provisions. Therefore, she came to be named as Zunnataqin, right? The lady of two belts. She kept this honorable title for the whole life. And I was just reading, you know, with regard to it, that there is even a street in Makkah which is named as Zunnataqin. So amazing, she was a lady of two belts. And one is also that after, once she left the cave of Thur, Abu Jahl came in search for them. And he tried to tell Asma bint Abi Bakr, why don't you tell me where your father and your and Nabi Karim saw him? You must be knowing. And she did not disclose it. And so much so that he slapped her so hard that blood oozed from her ears. But she bore that pain with courage and tolerance, and she did not disclose the secret. Now that was Asma bint Abi Bakr. That time she was young, but part of her legacy is her bravery that she had at a time when she was elderly, when the time when Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the notorious tyrant from the Umayyad Khilafat, he martyred her son Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
It's really fascinating, that story, and the courage that she showed when her son Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu was martyred. You can still send through your interactions, 072-786-1548. One message that has come through here saying, we find that our older women are amazing. This person speaking about their mother saying that my mother is 82 and she won't come into the kitchen till she's done with all of her wazifas in a salat and sending salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They really do exert themselves, alhamdulillah. It's something that we can really learn from, how steadfast they are.
Yes, I think what is amazing is that aspect. I mean, many of us would identify with our mothers, that they get up in the early hours of the morning to make tahajjud, and they continue making. And even if sometimes you do give them leeway with regard to some of the masail, they would rather prefer the more harder one, but the more traditional and conservative approach, even if there's a leeway in the easier approach. So they will go and they would continue. They will make wuzu 2-3 times to be able to say that, listen, we have to make our ishraq at that particular time. And even if you tell the elderly woman that, listen, ishraq you can read almost till the time of chas. No, they've got that particular aspect that ishraq must be read 15 minutes after sunrise. So they will keep it at that particular time, even if they have to go again, go and make wuzu again. But by and large, that is how, you know, many of our elderly women are, that they have this particular type of love for wazifas and the reading of the Holy Quran. They got the amal, they got their deeds, and they won't budge from those particular deeds. Many a times, you know, they will go visiting and they come back from visiting and they're tired, and they will try to complete it, and if they don't complete it, they will complain the next day, we had to go for visiting, but we didn't complete our wazifas, we didn't complete our amal. And they have those amals, we have to read this, we have to read that, we have to read this, we have to read this dua kitab. And although if, for example, if a person doesn't adhere to it, there is no guna, there is no sin. It is not as if these things are compulsory, but alhamdulillah, by and large, many of our elderly women would adhere to that very, very strongly and very passionately and with great endurance and with great steadfastness and commitment, they will do that.
We do have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Maulana, what's very important, I think, is before your elderly parents passed away, ask for forgiveness. Because, you know, you don't know what they had in the heart for you. So it's very important that they do that. You know, it'll take you a long way in life.
Jazakallah, I think that's very, very important. Ask your parents for forgiveness for the. You see, one is if you do wrong to someone else, which of course is a great wrong, because to do wrong to someone, Allah won't forgive you until that person forgives you. But there's another aspect with regard to it in terms of, you know, the situation with regard to the mothers. Because if a mother makes baddua, it's a very, very terrible thing, you know. It is a very, very, I think it was about Baqillani, the very great, they say there are two people who understood to a great degree the beauty of the Holy Quran, the elegance of the Holy Quran. The caller is still with us?
No, I think they're listening.
All right. So let me listen. So he was a very great alim. So when he came to Baghdad, you know, I think it was named Baqillani or someone, maybe the name escaped me. So he came to Baghdad because of his fame that he was a very great alim who understood the ijaz of the Quran. He understood the beautiful aspects of the Quran, the greatness of the Holy Quran in terms of its linguistics and other matters of excellence. So when he came, people came to visit, you know, they came to welcome him. That was a time when an alim came to a city, because there used to be a door to the city. People used to come out and welcome him. The way people used to welcome alims who are coming from abroad, and they go to the airport. So maybe in such a way they came. And because he was walking with a limp, one person looked at him and said, such a great alim, and he's walking, you know, walking with a limp. So he said, he looked at him and he said, are you looking at my limp? Are you looking at my limb and you have been surprised by it? He said, yes. So he said, let me tell you the story of this. He said, when I was small, I was very naughty. So one day in my playing, what I did was I fastened a string round birds. You know, I used to get the small birds and I used to fasten a string. And as they were flying, I used to pull it. Right? And that resulted in the birds' very tiny legs, you know, been broken. And my mother told me a couple of times, don't do this, don't do it. How can you give taklif to the bird? How can you give such great inconvenience to the bird? When I continued doing this, she said, may Allah make you and may Allah break your legs the way you are breaking the legs of the birds. May Allah break your legs the way you are breaking the legs of the birds. And he said, today what you are seeing me, it is a result of my mother's dua against me. Because I was not listening, and my mother told me these words, this is the reality with regard to it. So what the caller had said, be very careful with regard to our mother's duas, or aliyadu billah, the bidduas. But I think what is important is that what the caller had said, make it a point to ask for forgiveness.
And another message there that echoes that sentiment, that the dua of the elderly can be of benefit or destruction for a person. We should always be kind to them. Appears the duas that a person gains from them will take a person further than any wealth that is earned.
Someone has made mention of something. He said one of the reasons why the older women of our community are not brave is because the men folk do not like brave, headstrong wife or mothers. So they feel threatened by brave women. Therefore, they don't encourage bravery within the women. I don't know how much truth there is, but a very, very important point. Is it because they do not become brave the way the bravery of the Arab women, especially in the early ages of Islam, is it that the reason why they do not become brave and headstrong? Because the men don't want them to become brave. They feel threatened. And, I mean, there's no doubt that it's part of an Indo-Pak subcontinent mindset that women are supposed to be in a particular way and not be brave. Anyway, that is something that is quite interesting. Mm. Someone else has also spoken very interesting, that saying that, you know, what's amazing is that our elderly ladies, they dedicated their entire lives for their husbands, children, and their families. They didn't go out much for holidays. There wasn't much in me time. They didn't go eating out much. They dedicated much of their lives to their children, and they forsook many of the privileges we take for granted in the quest to serve their families.
Just a few minutes left, Ma. We'll take one more caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, I just want to talk about, you know, many of us, we were people who were also children of the 60s and 70s and 50s. But I specifically want to speak about the teenagers, because I feel that teenagers are people involved in their own kind of struggles, just like the rest of us. They sometimes need to work their way out of their own, at their own pace. What they need is support and understanding, not put downs. And personally, I can't think of anything more exciting than young people coming to grips with their own uniqueness as individuals. We all did it, and happily, most of us survived. And adolescence is the natural time for this. We can do no less than help them do the same, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, Maulana.
Jazakallah so much. I think that is true. I did bring that up earlier in the program when I spoke about Mallam Yarham Sagiruna, Walam Yakir Kabiruna, those who do not show kindness and compassion to the young and who do not show respect and dignity to the elderly. I made mention part of showing respect to the and compassion to the young is to be able to understand the dilemmas, the challenges. And Jazakallah, sister, for that call, I think is important. Although now we are doing, and maybe one day we will do a very special program for the youth. And want to just make a note of it. We'll take our time with regard to it one day.
Inshallah.
And speaking about Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she was the one that when Abdullah bin Zubair became the Khalifa of the Makkah, and then Hajjaj Marwan sent Hajjaj to fight against him, and Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an was martyred. And eventually, when he was martyred, he was, you know, hanged up in the bazaars of Makkah. He was hanged up and he was crucified. And before he got, before he became martyred, he went to Asma bint Abi Bakr, and she told him, "Death with honor is better than a life of peace with dishonor. If you feel strongly with regard to the matter, then go and fight. If you feel that there is no worthy with regard to you, don't fight. But if you feel strongly with regard to your fire, cause, then go and fight till the day you reach, you achieve martyrdom." Then he made mention of something. Abdullah bin Zubair said, "Oh my mother, I'm afraid." "So what are you afraid of?" And said, "I'm afraid that after I be killed, my body will be mutilated, because that time the animosity was so much that they were going to mutilate my body." So Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha told her son, Abdullah bin Zubair, "I wonder if any woman today can tell her son like that. Oh my son, when a sheep is killed, he only faces the pain once. The sheep doesn't feel the pain of the skin, it being skinned and the meat being chopped into, curry, etc. It only feels the pain once. Why are you worried about your body being mutilated, or they are going to hang your body and crucify your body and put it up in the bazaars of Makkah the way they did? You're only going to feel the pain once, and it will be a pain that because of shahadat, Allah will give you the reward." And even after, he was put up into his body was hung up, and Hajjaj said, "I'm not going to take down this body until Asma comes down." And she herself removes the body. She said, "I will not go." And when Hajjaj came and tried to taunt her, she stood up in front of Hajjaj bin Yusuf and said, "You have perhaps ruined his worldly life, but you are ruining your hereafter. You have ruined your hereafter. So this particular aspect is something that was amazing with regard to the bravery that was shown by the old woman of the time. Old woman makes heroes. And so it was, the author says, with Khansa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who offered four of her sons for the sake of Allah, and she told them, "Go out in the path of Allah and fight till you are martyred." And when they were killed, she said, "Praise be to Allah, who has honored me by causing them to be slain as martyred for his sake." Look at these women and their glorious history. And there is no doubt that a very specific role is reserved in our history for those elderly women, both in the past and presently, who become the backbone of our society in terms of their remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in terms of their remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We've come towards the end of the program. There's one or two messages that have just come through towards the tail end of the program. One saying that many of our elderly are are brave as well. My, I think it says her mother, at the age of 82, started to learn about tajweed, because she wasn't, she did not learn it when she was young, so she took it up now at the age of 82. And the other one speaking about how they would go beyond the call of duty to take care sometimes of their siblings if the mother had passed away at a young age, or even the children. This is something really brave and fascinating that they have done for their families.
Jazakumullah.
Mm. We've come to the end of the program. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us this morning and for the discussion. Inshallah, we will speak to Mulana next week.
Jazakumullah, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was Mulana Ibrahim Baum with this week's social program on Radio Islam International. The podcast of the program will be available shortly. And the topic that Mulana spoke about was old women make heroes. That the role that they play, the honor and respect that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had granted them. We learn from the hadith that we should always have respect and honor the elderly in our communities, in our families. And also from looking at the lives of the previous era, the courage that some of the women had showed during their time. With that, we come to the end of the program. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, inshallah. Until then, from myself, Ibrahim Daya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.